What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad you could join us again this episode.
I didn't know we were coming apart.
That's classic Matthew right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
That is circa 1989, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, a very like fine year.
Good vintage.
Yes, a good vintage. Let's get back to our adventure. We're chasing a giant muddy thing through the air who may probably be the Summer King.
Right, so
Summer King.
We will
mud rainness in the summer. I'm done.
Shut up.
You set?
Okay. Maybe.
All right. Well, get it out of your system. Done.
He's okay. Got nothing.
All right.
I just feel like I got yelled at by my dad.
Yes. That is what I'm going for. So, we find our heroes crammed into a cart of some sort, which is on a winch, which is making its way through some trees. As we start to, you know, see this giant grove and this small cart, like, moving its way through a cable, we start to zoom in on them, and about halfway through the zoom, this giant mud manta ray monster just comes right into the frame, right at the camera, rah, and then moves right past. Continue zoom. There you guys are. I feel like we haven't done descriptions in a while. Do we want to go around and...
Yeah, it seems like a year.
Hi, I'm Steven. I play Orym Rivendorn, an Eladrin, who is a sword mage and does a lot of fantastic things. We've got pictures over at majorspoilers.com of all the characters.
Go ahead and describe them anyway.
All right, 5'10". Very stunning, as all Eladrin are.
Mm-hmm.
Immaculate robes. He's got a parrying long sword that he uses to attack and fight with. Pretty badass. Mm-hmm. As far as Eladrin go.
Where's a cool helmet thing. And that, by the way, is a parrying sword, as opposed to a slightly curved knife.
A parrying sword. No, I said parrying. I think came out as parrying.
No, that's... Just clearing stuff up.
I'm gonna clean carrots and potatoes later, everybody. First, we got to take care of this monster.
Right. Next.
All right. I'm Rob. I'm playing Ket Hazard, a half-elfish warlock. A little over 6 foot tall, dark brown hair, lighter brown goatee, wearing a leather jacket that has random gambling symbols across it in various places. I see a couple of whips hanging off of his hips.
You're a poet and you didn't realize.
Do you have, like, leather tassels hanging off your...
No.
No, he's not a cowboy.
Curious. I was just curious.
That looks like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 3.
Yeah.
At this point, he'll be opening up his jacket to pull out a wand just in case.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, what I've got right now.
Okay.
All right. I'm Brian. I play Randus Duthane, a human-type guy who's basically he has a disheveled hair and goggles and leather armor that's fitted with all kinds of pockets to handle all sorts of doodads and gadgets and gizmos, what he has on him. And he also has one giant robotic arm. And he is currently revving up this automatic repeating crossbow thrower thing that is also fitted with all sorts of random gadgets and magical circuits and whatnot to provide all manner of different effects.
Cool. Matthew?
Hello, my name is Matthew. In real life, I'm the cute one. In the game, I'm the tough one. Torque is, I suppose, technically a half-orc, although since he has a half-orc and an orc parent, I refer to him as a three-quarter orc. Mm-hmm. Torque is ridiculously muscular and large, although Rodrigo always stops me. I add an inch every time I describe him. Rodrigo is like, no, take it back. So Torque is about 7 feet tall. Slate gray skin, kind of a brutish face, a serious, serious underbite, and has a curved horn on each side of his face, starting his forehead curving around. Wears a large, kind of flippy, dippy armor, doesn't have gizmos and such, but it looks like it might possibly have you know, some sort of antecedents in common with what Randus does. And he has an axe so big you could smoke it, or however that metaphor should go. I'm on medication, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Adriana?
Hey. I play Trell. Trell's an elf. She's 5'6", since we're giving height. She's got dark skin and green hair, and that, once I made her character sheet, realized was kind of poodle-shaped. she has... It is! And...
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
And she has a great bow strapped to her back, a kukri and a scimitar on her hips, and I guess by now she probably painted up with black stripes going vertically down her face, like three. And she looks like she's kind of excited to see a giant flying thing in the air.
Okay, crazy.
Yeah.
The final person in this group is Camis. She is a an Eladrin as well, blonde hair, and wears blue and white robes, which are... they look very good on her. Clearly, she is very stylish and thus powerful. She has a piece of jewelry that looks like a lizard and a sword, we'll say, on her left side, that in a scabbard. And you can see the cross guard and handle of the sword, which is the handle is extra long. And it appears to all be carved out of bone. And as the party finds themselves in this position, looking at the monstrosity that is very likely the Summer King and their goal, we're going to go into a skill challenge.
Yay!
Skill challenge.
Since we've taken a little bit of time explaining who we are, mm-hmm. Why don't you take a little time and explain the Rodrigo rules of the skills challenge?
Right.
And
so,
who you are.
Oh, I'm Rodrigo.
Hi, Rodrigo.
Hey, guys.
Talk about how you look.
Talk about how I look.
He kind of looks like Bert from the Muppets.
Picture, that's about right on the eyes. Like, I guess.
And you know how Bert always makes that scowl? Generally, when Matthew makes a comment, Rodrigo makes it.
I would say that's more Oscar the Grouch.
Fine. Picture your favorite Muppet. Make sure he's angry. That's me.
Oh.
But the fact of the matter is, I just look angry. Most of the time, I'm furious.
But the best part is, you don't have to be really afraid until you hear the phrase, any dang way.
Right.
And then you know it's time to shut up for a good 20
minutes. I kind of actually see a Rodrigo Muppet now.
It's, you know, it wouldn't be that difficult to make.
Actually, you go to FAO Schwartz, they have the Build a Muppet,
mm-hmm.
and you can build a Muppet based on a number of different factors. I've got a Steven Muppet back there in the...
There is a Rodrigo Muppet. You just might not be able to tell because he doesn't act like me, but I really do look like Animal.
Yeah, kind of.
There you go. Especially with the eyebrow and...
Critical hit!
Yep.
I always thought we should have had a puppet for our physical representation of fake Rigo.
Yep.
Fake Rigo, of course, is 4 foot six.
Yep.
He comes from somewhere in Spain and or Italy. And breathes entirely the helium gas, which makes him talk like this all the time.
Yep. That guy is great.
Yep.
All right. So, skill. Let's talk about skill challenges.
Yes, please.
So, a skill challenge is a way for people to simulate an action sequence while still using their character's abilities to move their goal forward.
Mm-hmm.
I like skill challenges because they put a little bit of, or they put more narrative power on the player's side than normal. I like to think that the players still have plenty of narrative ability, but it basically says, here's your chunk of the scene. What are you doing with it? We go in turn order, and each player rolls in turn. I have some house rules, which are basically very thorough, meaning that I don't run skill challenges the way that the book does pretty much at all. There are the players for this particular one have to get 10 successes or 3 failures to end the skill challenge. Obviously, if they get 10 successes, they succeed. If they get the 3 failures, they may still succeed, but there might be some serious consequences, or they might outright fail.
Woo!
Question.
Yes.
Is Camus doing the skill challenge too?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Specific rules of the skill challenge is when it gets to your turn, you describe what your character's doing, and then you roll an ability or a skill that has to do with what you just described. You cannot roll the same skill that you rolled on your last turn, and you cannot roll the same skill that the person that goes before you just rolled. So, for example, if Ket rolls Arcana and Randus goes after him, Randus can't roll Arcana, and on his next turn, Ket can't roll Arcana. For this challenge, like I said, there will be 10 successes that you need to get. You guys get one reroll that you can apply to either Arcana or Perception.
Without using an action point?
Without using an action point. You get one free reroll.
And as a group or as an individual?
You get one reroll as a group. For this challenge, this group gets one reroll that can be applied to either an Arcana check or a Perception check.
This is Camus helping us
out. This is Camus helping you out.
Excellent.
So, with that, let's go ahead.
See if I can blow 3 rerolls on a single check and still fail.
Yep. Let's roll initiative.
Let's not do that.
I've done it before.
Remember that you get a plus one from being next to Orym.
Woo!
Orym!
So, Orym.
20.
Okay. Cat?
15.
Randus?
19.
Torque?
25.
And Trell?
Hey, I was on mute.
There you go.
30.
All right. Bam.
Okay, so this is important. The objective of this skill challenge is to get the party to a good position, either on top or in front or whatever of this creature, not just to get yourself onto it. Because if we get to the end of the skill challenge and we've only described one of you being on, then one of you will be on. So try to keep thinking of ways to get everybody on there. And now it's Charles' turn.
Give me a second.
One Mississippi.
Stop. Shut up.
I have good lines. And by the way, Be careful, Rob, when we start talking about pregnant pauses in the middle of our sentences.
Hey, take it easy, all right?
Hey, what? That wasn't mean, was it?
Yes.
I apologize.
All right.
It wasn't meant to be a dick move. I'm going to shut up now.
Okay. I'm going to use perception to locate a place that looks like it can. We can move the cart there, and it'll be stable enough to hold all of us, and won't be in the direct path of the nightmare beast.
Sounds good. Roll it.
Critical. The good kind.
Yay!
Hey!
Right, well, that's a success.
Yay!
Love the show.
Trell spots a good place to maneuver the cart into.
Over there, guys.
Over there?
Torque.
Yes.
It's your go.
We're hanging on a cart.
Yep.
And how far are we from the target?
I'd say at least 4 or 5 successes. And you know, a sizable distance at this point.
Okay. I kind of got nothing. So we're hanging in the trees.
Yep.
And we're moving along in a cart.
And Trell just pointed out a direction in which you guys should start moving the cart.
Oh. You know what I could totally do?
What?
I could start steering the cart with my massive, awesome endurance.
Okay. You can probably take over for pedaling with your massive, awesome endurance.
That sounds workable.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to take over the pedals. I hope I don't step on anybody.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, wait, I get a plus 14. Yay! 24!
That's a success.
Hooray!
Stupid. You want a 10?
Hate you, Matthew. Okay. So, Torque takes over pedaling, and you guys just start jetting. Orym.
Knowing that we have to somehow get the Summer King our way, mm-hmm. I'm going to use ghost sound to make a very large sound that sounds somewhat similar to the sound that the thing is making in hopes that it will attract its attention and have it veer towards us.
Okay. That's going to be awesome either way.
Yeah.
You challenge?
Oh, critical hit.
Yay. Okay.
Wow.
Team awesome.
Yay.
Wait. Look whose go it is next.
All right.
Are you next?
You're in Team Awesome too, Brian. You can do it.
Yeah. Brian is awesome in entirely different ways.
So, Orym whips up a ghost sound that sounds a lot like this thing. And sure enough, as this thing, because it's outpacing you right now, it begins to turn, basically goes completely sideways, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of flat as it turns and begins to come around in a wide arc. Randus, this thing appears to be aware of you now.
And I'm thinking.
You can do it.
Okay. I'm kind of thinking, basically using my mechanical. Nah, it's trying to wedge thievery into that, but now. Okay, I'm just going to use perception to try to find a time to basically, I imagine we're getting to the point where the cables are starting to split, and just basically trying to time it just to cut the release to basically have it jump track to another one.
Cool.
So perception to time that up and see if we can't make this to get where we need to go. Ah, that's a 3.
Yay.
On the die. So 15.
That is a failure.
Oh, let's go with, let's use up the friendly reroll.
Okay.
Reroll number one. That's better.
Oh.
Quiet you.
Hey.
You are also in the cart.
Yeah.
For now.
So that's a grand total of 24.
That's a success.
All right.
All right. Yay. So
I didn't have to use 2 rerolls.
No.
So Randus gets out a probably like giant shears, like garden shears, and gets ready to cut the cable.
Build it.
And so he gets him up to the cable, opens it up, and hears branch. And basically the whole party ducks as this branch flies by and almost knocks all of you off the cart, and then Randus finally cuts it. The thing jumps track, and now basically you guys are on... you guys hop onto another cable, but now it's only riding on a single cable, so it's kind of starting to wobble a little bit. Ket.
All right, Trell, what's your character's last name?
She hasn't said.
She hasn't
told I have
us.
Not told you.
Okay.
Miss Trell?
Like the Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Trell.
All right.
I'm Luigi Mario, and this is my brother Mario Mario.
Never mind. Ket goes into a...
Such a great movie.
Leader mode. Thorkelson, get down in front of him. Make sure he doesn't hit us. Rivendorn, start getting the charm ready. See if your sister can help out with that. Randus, steady us. Trell? Make sure... support Orym.
Okay.
Beguiling tongue and diplomacy.
Okay.
29.
That's a success.
I didn't have to use my beguiling tongue.
Boo.
All right, so everybody goes and does a job.
Yay.
Trell.
He just used... What did he just use?
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy? Okay. Okay, so our cart's wobbling. But Ket just kind of got the group to all meld together and cooperate and stabilize it.
Sure.
Where's the monster nightmare?
It's moving closer to you every second.
Yay.
But hey, you can see there, all the way up at the front, there's like...
Little antlers?
Yeah. I mean, there's like, if a person had a wooden mask and some antlers, that's about the size it would be, so it looks kind of comically small.
Mm-hmm. Cute!
Because this thing is massive.
I don't know if this is a nature check, but to try and figure out, like... Well, it's an animal, sort of. So I kind of want to figure out what the disposition of this thing is, if that makes sense. Like, if it's trying to attack us, or if it's trying
to... Okay, sure.
Nature?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a success. It seems... It actually seems curious, like a young animal would be curious about another animal entering its territory.
Aww.
And also, in the same way, entirely unaware of the fact that he will probably disintegrate you if he hits you head on, like a large animal would be with, say, a cricket that enters its territory.
Okay. Guys, it doesn't seem to want to kill us, but it also doesn't seem aware that it's a giant thing that's very capable of killing us, if that makes sense. So
let's not let it do that.
Torque.
Yes.
Your go.
So run me through the last three events.
Okay.
Rob did his thing.
Yes, and then
Adriana used her super perception.
Right. So
nature.
Ket got everybody kind of firing in all cylinders, and then Trell took a read of the creature and realized that it was coming to paw at you guys and see what your entrails look like.
You know what sounds ridiculous?
I like the way this guy thinks.
Manta ray flying right at us?
It's flying right at us?
Yes.
Yes.
Intimidate! Yes. I'm going to frighten it away with my frighteningness.
I'm so scared.
How about cow it from hitting us instead of frightening it away?
Yes, that.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it from immediately destroying us.
Okay.
I'm going to try and scare it into moving just enough so that we can leap onto its back.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to use all of the intimidating powers at my power. Can I use my hat?
Yeah. I think it's your hat's already added in to your intimidate check.
I'm going to use my big scary hat.
Okay.
19 plus 14 is... No, 19 plus 16 is probably a success. 35?
That's nice. A success.
Oh.
All right, so this thing gets right up to you guys. I mean, and, you know, within seconds. And Torque pushes his way to the front of the cart and does his best, you know, rawr at it. And it seems more confused than anything, but it, you know, seems to respond to it and immediately basically banks downward. So it banks down, like, right in front of you guys, which has the effect of not immediately atomizing you on impact, which is good.
Good.
But also, even though it's moving through the cable, it vibrates it to the point that basically the cable lurches upward and just launches the cart into the air.
Neat.
Okay. So, in these moves, as Ket has told us what to do, I've already reached into the handy haversack. Kill your friends. I pulled out the charm, which I now have in my teeth.
Awesome.
Nice. So my hands are free to grab the rope and yell as loud as I can in my mouth, "Everybody hang on!" as I try to leap towards the descending beast.
Okay.
With all of us in tow, using my acrobatics.
Awesome.
Ooh, 26.
26 is a success.
Nice.
Neat.
Okay, so yes, Orym does exactly that. He grabs onto the rope, jumps down, and basically comes down and gets the cable around a tree, but he's already essentially been yanking down on it, and he, as Orym basically Tarzans his way over to the thing and the cable wraps itself around this branch, it brings the cart back down in a collision course towards this thing. Like, you guys are going to apparently land right on top of it. Randus.
All right. I'm going to say basically once...
got to get this thingy on it.
Yeah. Basically...
Tour the hit.
basically, when Ket gave us the orders to stabilize the thing, basically, me and my assistant had then sprung into action, scurrying around, attaching basically these little repulsor stabilizers upon the cart, which is magically linked to this a gyroscope to regulate the repulsors.
Sure.
So basically, now that we're on a collision course, basically I'm just going to try to manually steer the gyroscope to try to bring us in for hopefully a gentle landing without, you know, being smattered to pieces, and Arcana ended up to do that.
Cool.
That's average. That's going to be a 27.
That's a success.
You got
awesome.
All right. So, yes, as you guys are going down towards it, you basically just lurch down, like, you physically lurch down because the cart itself stops moving that fast. Like, it's still going down, but it slows down drastically all of a sudden. And now you guys are coming in for a landing, which is not going to be lethal, definitely. Ket.
I have no idea. Like, he took the only thing I could come up with for this right now.
Mm-hmm.
You also thought of a repulsor stabilizer to help stabilizer?
Yes. I also wanted to use Arcana because I'm a magic man.
Yeah.
Use the force.
What are your other high things?
Three of us are.
History and insight.
Did you already use Arcana? You can use Arcana.
He just used
Arcana. Oh, I thought you used... Okay.
So I took his, like, two... he basically took his own best skill and I took the other.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Actually, I took my... Well,
you can do
it. Once an encounter, diplomacy is my best.
Use your history to see what happened the last time Orm fought one of these.
I will allow this.
Unfortunately, you are not Rodrigo.
No. You know who I was impressed by when we were playing Munchkin? Zach. I wonder what he's doing right now. Seems like we could get somebody back in the bench and bring Zach up to the majors.
Hurtful.
So we haven't quite landed on the
No. Although if you want to have if for your description you want to have landed, mm-hmm. you can in the process of this.
Yeah.
Use your diplomacy to land in a way that won't...
Use my diplomacy mind. Last time. I'm thinking of using my insight, which I don't know.
No.
Nope.
not unless you want to see how scared the party is, and that's not going to...
Pretty freaking terrifying.
I'll just give you that one for free. Scared.
Except for probably Trail, because she's crazy.
Yep.
Use your dungeoneering.
I don't have.
What else? What's your other ones?
History and insight are big ones.
You're just going to have to use something suboptimal.
Yep.
It's okay. You guys got three fails.
You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
What's your highest intelligence?
We believe in you.
Just choose something random and make it awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Endurance as we hit. Yeah. Kind of grab everyone and just hold us in place.
Okay.
Or grab as many people.
Sounds good.
Oh, plus 11.
Everybody hang on.
You can do it.
Nat 20.
Wow.
All right, so...
Wow, there's three Nat 20s in that skills challenge.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was beautiful.
I am real happy that those came out on the skills challenge.
And not the preceding combat.
We're going to die.
So, yes. Here's what happens. If you just look at this giant manta ray mud monster, you see Orym swing in on a cable and do his thing where he is about to land, and then his pants kind of poof up a little bit and just land softly. And then the rest of the party just crashes, but instead of bouncing all up in different directions as they crash and... You know, the cart falls apart, but Ket manages to basically get an elbow in Torque's gut, a leg on Trail, and actually throws up two whips to catch Camus and Randus as they fly off, and then whips them back so that the party all lands together.
Cute.
And then catch my assistant as he falls.
Yep.
Aww.
Yep, there's definitely some fumbling there. Alright, so upside there you guys down. Are on top of this thing. Obvious exits are...
So, how far is Orm from the horns? Is that actually part... Is that a mask, or is that really part of the god's head?
You don't.
Is it part of him?
It looks like a mask. You don't know whether it's a part of his head or not.
Pop it on the horns.
That's what I'm thinking.
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. So,
it's turned into a thing.
One, make sure he's alive, too. This is the right guy?
Well, you gotta hope, right?
I do sort of like wish that it's just a manta ray monster wearing this tiny mask.
He's just like a Summer King fanboy.
And the real Summer King is sitting there with like a snow cone going, hey guys, what's up?
In that sense, does it matter? I mean, it is a giant manta ray monster wearing a tiny mask.
And we are on it.
Yes.
Which,
by the way, tree!
Duck.
There goes the cart.
Fling what little of the rope remains over to Ket and Torque, mm-hmm. and say, hold on. And I somersault down the front of the...
Oh, you guys are like right in the middle of it.
Oh,
this
okay.
thing is vast.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's like a football field. So you guys are going to have to make your way to the front.
Sprint.
Okay.
Squish, squish,
so
squish.
You're sprinting. So you sprint forward, and the rest of you, as you've been... sitting here trying to catch your breath from that last thing, you realize that you start to sink a little bit, just a little bit, I mean not too much, but as Orym starts running, it's very firm, so you are in fact standing on a non-Utonian mud ray.
No, great.
It does seem to kind of be squishy if you don't do anything, and more firm if you're actually moving on it. And as Orym takes off running forward with the charm, the rest of you see these bulges just come up and then start kind of chasing after him.
Ooh.
Oh.
Awesome.
So we'll probably go into combat here.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place to take a break. Some big thingies are chasing Orym, and that's not good. And we'll see where we land next time.
You want to go into the mailbag at all?
Nah. We'll wait for the mailbag.
Okay.
We got enough time. This will give people just enough taste to go, what's gonna happen next? Oh, why do you have to make it so short? Because I have a feeling the next episode's gonna be so dang long.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to edit it. Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits. Bye.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.